Today on Press TV, Egypt's opposition parties reject President Mohamed Morsi's call for dialogue. The National Salvation Front accuses Morsi of ignoring the opposition's demands. The coalition has been formed recently with liberals and leftists. It's also called on Morsi to cancel the constitutional declaration that gives him sweeping powers. Russia once again slams NATO's plan to deploy Patriot missiles along Turkey's border with Syria. Russia's envoy to NATO says the deployment of anti-aircraft missiles indicates that the Western military alliance is involved in the Syrian conflict. Alexander Grushko says Syria is not interested in mounting tension along its border with Turkey. Russia is considering a law that would ban foreign officials accused of human rights violations from entering the country. A debate over the bill will start next week in the State Duma. Moscow says the measure is a response to recent US legislation that targets Russian officials suspected of human rights violations. At least 15 people have been wounded after an explosive-laden car went off in Syria's western city of Homs. The blast took place near a mosque. Another explosion rocked the Mezar district of the capital Damascus. It was reportedly caused by a mortar shell fired by militants. US-led foreign forces in Afghanistan killed 7 civilians during a night raid. Afghan authorities say the troops also abducted 7 other Afghans during the attack in Nangarhar province. A few days ago, a US airstrike killed 5 civilians in the same region. Afghan officials have repeatedly condemned night raids by NATO forces. Yemenis rally in the northern province of Sadr against the United States' interference in their country. The rally was held after Friday prayers. Similar demonstrations have been held almost every Friday in Sana'a over the past months. The protesters are particularly angry over US drone strikes in their country. Hamas Political Bureau Chief Khaled Mashal is in the Gaza Strip after 45 years of exile. He was welcomed by officials from Hamas and other Palestinian factions. Mashal hailed the Palestinian victory over Israel in the latest war on Gaza as heroic. Mashal went into exile following the 1967 Six-Day War. This year's Festival of Lights in the southeastern French city of Lyon has attracted crowds of visitors. Organizers of the four-day event say there are more than 60 different displays stretching across the city. Artists have used the facade of buildings to showcase their spectacular light show. As the latest here on Press TV.